Conversation 7, Taking a Taxi, Part 5. Now it's time to learn the names of some more sports and words that go together with play. First, let's repeat the word for play. It will be said here in the present tense. It's always best to learn Swedish verbs in the present tense because it will make it easier for you to learn the past tenses if you continue learning Swedish at a more advanced level later. Listen to the English and repeat the Swedish expression. Play or plays.
Spelar. Spelar.
Play football or soccer for American English speakers.
Spelar fotboll. Spelar fotboll.
Play tennis.
Spelar tennis. Spelar tennis.
Play golf.
Spelar golf. Spelar golf.
Well done. As you can see, words for different sports in Swedish are very similar to English. You can also play instruments. But here, we'll go through some popular board games and cards. Listen to the English and repeat the Swedish expression. Play a board game.
Spelar ett spel. Spelar ett spel.
Play Monopoly.
Spelar Monopol. Spelar Monopol.
Play Chess.
Spelar schack. Spelar schack.
Play Cards.
Spelar kort. Spelar kort.
Excellent. Now listen and respond to the man's question. Use the new words you've just learned. Answer him in either the positive or the negative.
Kan du spela schack?
How did you get on? Your answer should have sounded like this, depending on whether you know how to play chess or not.
Ja, jag kan spela schack.
Or?
Nej, jag kan inte spela schack.
Great. Did you hear that the word play in those answers is just
spela?
And not
spelar.
Remember, this is because play is in the infinitive when it's put together with can. Lovely. Well done. Now you're finished with conversation 7. Go back to practice as many times as you need until you're confident you can say where you want to go when you travel, say when a match starts and ask about traffic, and talk about sports and other words with play. Go back to practice anything you're not sure about, or if you're ready, move on to Learning Plus.